Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with a daring Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator, Bob Kempf, about winter weather preparedness. This is part one of a two-part interview. November 8th is designated this year as Winter Weather Awareness Day by the National Weather Service for the state of Iowa. Why is this recognized?
Well, it's recognized by the National Weather Service, Iowa Homeland Security Emergency Management, and our local emergency management, just as a reminder for everybody that winter weather is coming. It's going to keep getting colder. We're going to have more and more snow. We've already had snow once already. It's going to continue to get more frequent, and it's time to kind of think about the kits that are in our car. What are we carrying? You know, it's time to put maybe the shovel back in, a couple of bags of sand, you know, things that we need for if we get stranded in the cold weather. Start thinking about, you know, do we have a good phone charger? When your gallons of gas in the car start to get down to half, you know, don't run it down to a quarter of a tank. When it gets to half, time to fill it up in case you would get stranded. Another important thing is just the driving technique. Here in Iowa, with the ice and the snow, you have to slow down. We say that a lot anyway, but it's even more important to take your time, make sure you leave plenty of distance, and things like that.
And what risks or dangers can winter storms cause for motorists?
Well, for a motorist, if you get stranded, of course, the frostbite, you know, the elements, you know, the lowered body temperature. So if you do go in the ditch, you know, it's important to maybe have something to tie on your antenna of your car. If your car, some of the cars don't have antennas anymore, but if you still do, something to tie on there. Make sure that you keep your tailpipe cleared if you need to run your car to stay warm, so that you don't have any possibilities of carbon monoxide poisoning. Don't run your car constantly. Run it for 15 minutes, shut it off for 10, 15 minutes, run it for 15 minutes. Try and keep it warm so that you're not having to warm it up a lot, but you want to conserve gas. The other thing is not getting out and walking away from your vehicle. You know, it's very easy in blowing snow to get disoriented and you end up walking in a circle or heading out across the field and can get lost, and death can be caused by that exposure to the cold. As far as your body, of course, there's frostbite, you know, keeping your ears and your fingers covered up. You know, when they start to get tingly, they need to be warmed up. And things like that. There's different degrees of frostbite, just like there are burns. You know, you'll get the reddish discolorization. One thing you don't want to do is with frostbite is rub it, because actually what it is it's the water molecules in your skin and in the tissue that is frozen, and that will actually tear it up. So you want to just put them under lukewarm water. Not hot water, just lukewarm water to warm them up. Kind of move them back and forth is very important. You know, instead of rubbing them, just move your fingers and stuff like that. So take the time to make sure that you watch for those things. As far as hypothermia, you know, it's from the core temperature of your body dropping and getting cold. And the main thing is some of the early signs are confusion. Sometimes there's difficulty breathing. Excessive shivering and things like that, because that's your body trying to heat itself, and then eventually loss of consciousness with hypothermia.
And if you are seeing those signs, or with someone who looks like or showing signs of hypothermia, what should you do?
Well, the main thing is to, of course, to get them into a warm area, you know, get more blankets. I mean, if you're out snowmobiling or whatever, you know, number one, using that cell phone and accessing the 911 service of that area. But, you know, putting more clothes, blankets, things like that on them to try and keep them warm and get them transported to a place that can warm them up. One of the things with very serious hypothermia is it can affect the heart rate. Be very gentle with the person. Try not to shake them or jerk them around a whole lot and things like that, because, you know, in a very serious case, that could cause a heart dysrhythmia that could be fatal, actually.
Explain a bit more about carbon monoxide poisoning, how someone can get that in the winter, and what drivers need to clear off of their tailpipe to prevent that.
Well, if your car's in the ditch and, you know, the snow's blowing in around you, you want to make sure you keep an area there so that the exhaust of the vehicle can get away from you and not go underneath and back up into the vehicle. The carbon monoxide poisoning in a car is just like, you know, the reason we have carbon monoxide detectors in our homes for if there's a malfunction with our furnace and stuff like that. It's going to make the person lightheaded, possibly nauseous, usually very tired sometimes. So, you know, and it builds up in your body, replaces the oxygen, and can cause suffocation eventually. You know, it usually takes quite a while. But it's just something that you want to be careful of so that it wouldn't affect you. You know, that's why you want to keep a good tailpipe on your car all the time.
For those who might not be informed, what does a winter storm warning mean when it's issued?
Okay, you have a winter storm watch and a winter storm warning. The watch usually can come out several days in advance as they're tracking a storm that's coming across. It's usually a little bit easier to track a winter storm than it is a summer storm. Slower moving, bigger, things like that. So they'll start out with a winter storm watch. That means that there's the potential. Remember, a blizzard watch and a blizzard warning don't have anything to do with the amount of snow. You can have a blizzard warning with a half an inch of snow. It doesn't have to be a foot of snow to be a blizzard. That all has to do with the wind and having wind that is consistently above 35 miles an hour for a particular period of time. So you've got that. Then you have the winter weather warning, which means that it's imminent, it's got close enough, they know that it's on track to affect you. That's going to have effect of sleet, freezing rain, and snow, and some form of a combination that's going to affect you in addition to the possibility of winds and lowered temperatures. So it depends on winter watches and warnings have a lot to do with the precipitation. Blizzard watches and warnings have more to do with the wind. And then, of course, your windshield watches and warnings have a lot to do with that sub-zero temperatures and that's going to remain for a while.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with ADARE and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kempf about winter weather preparedness. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.